Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Karen Eichen, Director of the Pella Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be talking about quite a few things that are going on in Pella. And first and foremost, Karen, I'd love to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Well, thanks for having me on today.
So there are quite a few things going on right now. The biggest one, mostly because it's tomorrow, there's going to be an event at Vermeer, and it's going to be a roundtable discussion with legislators and manufacturers, and there's going to be, well, a lot of talking. Could you tell us a little bit more about that event and the goals behind it?
Sure. We hope there's a lot of talking and a lot of discussion that really leads to some effective legislation throughout the season. This will be the third year in a row that the PADCO, the Pella Area Development Corporation, invites legislators not only from our county at the state level, but also from Mahaska and Jasper counties. And with that, we invite business leaders from all three counties as well to really have a good discussion with them about issues that are facing businesses, manufacturers, whether that be tort reform or any kind of regulation that might be inhibiting them as far as expansion or just doing business in our area. And it's a great time for them to talk about policies that the legislators can effectively change or have some influence in throughout the legislative session.
And this is a bipartisan meeting as well. Legislators from both sides will be given opportunities to speak with businesses. How many people are coming from the legislative body and how many people from businesses?
It will be bipartisan, although we do separate into two sections, Republicans and the Democrats, because I think each focus on different issues and we want to make sure that our business leaders can communicate to both sides of the issue. We have well over 50 people attending, representing 40 of some of the largest companies in the Tri-County area. And we will have legislators from all three counties representing both sides of the aisle. So it will be a great day with some great discussion.
So the morning part, which is going to be the meat and potatoes of most of this, is for legislators and business people. But there is going to be a meet in the afternoon as well that's open to the public. Could you tell me a little bit more about that portion as well?
Sure. We don't want to leave anybody out of the conversation. In the afternoon, the chamber is going to host one of our first, we're going to have three throughout the legislative session, a coffee time with Senator Paul McKinley and Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven. And the public is welcome to attend those as well as our members. That will be held tomorrow from 2:30 to 3:30. At Monarchs in the back portion of their restaurant. And again, both Jim and Paul will be there taking any questions, talking about what's going on this legislative session and where they see both chambers moving in what direction this season.
Moving on, there's quite a few other things to talk about here too. The Pella Chamber nominations. You've received the nominations, you've mulled through them. We're still waiting on one person to get back on that before they become official, but that process is almost complete and those people will be getting awards very soon. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Pella Chamber Hall of Fame Awards and the nominations that you received?
Sure. Each year, the Chamber has our Hall of Fame Awards, where we give an award to a business or individual in one of eight categories who have just done an outstanding job in promoting their business, advancing Pella, or giving back to the community. And this year we had 29 nominations for those eight categories and some really outstanding nominations. The committee met yesterday and went through the selection process. And as you said, we are just waiting to contact one more winner before we release the names of those recipients and the nominees. So watch your news and your website for those hopefully coming forth tomorrow morning. The award recipients will be honored at our annual luncheon, which will be February 22nd from 11:30 to 1 at the Pella Opera House. And tickets are available through our office. $15 for a wonderful lunch, and come out and support these individuals. They do great things. The businesses are wonderful for the community, and it's just a great time to show them that we appreciate what they do.
We spoke previously on a Let's Talk Pella about the different categories, so I don't think we should go too deep into that, but there will be a link to that Let's Talk in this Let's Talk on our website. The final thing I wanted to talk to you about today, and this is something that you have the numbers rounded up pretty well in hand, is the Pella Bucks that were sold at the Tour of Stores last year now. Those all have been spent. How were those spent, and was this year's as big a success as the year before?
Well, in terms of all dollars spent, it was the same because all the dollars were spent. We had $100,000 available at 10% off for purchase, both in 2010 and 2011. We consider it just a huge success just based on some numbers that we did. And these are somewhat preliminary because all of the bank statements have not been reviewed yet, but this will account for about 80% of those dollars, so about $80,000, which we are very confident in the patterns at which they were spent. And this year, they were spent at 104 businesses around the community from 266 households. So that's a huge number, a huge boost to the economy, and also just kind of a measure of success and how people really want to take advantage of saving 10% and help the community. We were able to sell the $100,000 in just 2.5 hours, and I'll give a huge thank you to Marion County Bank for helping us not only sell those, but underwriting the 10% discount to everyone who purchased those.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you coming on Let's Talk Pella and filling us in on all the chamber goodies that are going on. So thanks again.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. That was Karen Eichen, director of the Pella Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.